Welcome to another podcast brought to you by Muswell Hill Methodist Church. I'm delighted to have a special guest with me. Her name is Pauline, and Pauline is the coordinator for the contact centre that meet here every Saturday morning. So welcome, Pauline.
Thank you.
How
good
are you?
To be here. I'm good, yes.
Great, fantastic. Well, tell me, and all the people who are listening to this, tell us about contact centre.
Right. Well, a contact centre is a place where the children of separated families can meet their non-resident parent in a safe and neutral environment. We're what's called a supported contact centre, which means that we keep a watchful eye on what's going on, but it's relatively relaxed in the sense that we're not sitting there observing and making notes or judgments about what's going on. So it's a safe place, and this church and its grounds are a remarkable setting, wonderful setting for families. So it's a safe place where children can come and hopefully feel comfortable about meeting their non-resident parent. And also importantly, where the parent with whom the child lives can feel comfortable too. Because as you can imagine, there's a whole lot of anxiety on everybody's part about coming to a contact centre. What's it going to be? What are people going to be like? Will my child be safe? A whole lot of things. So our aim is to keep it safe, warm, comfortable, and
wonderful.
Sort of as much like a place, sort of like a home as possible. It can't be a home, but we try to keep it as informal as possible, but at the same time, safe.
Yeah, and safe and welcoming. And how old is Contact Centre? Because I know you've got a very, not you personally, Pauline, but you've got a special anniversary of the Contact Centre. So how old is Contact?
Next year it'll be 35 years since we started.
Wow.
And interestingly, we were just talking the other day at the team leaders meeting. Every contact that has team leaders was supervised on Saturday morning. There are three of us who were there at the beginning, so we've done a 100-year service between us.
Wonderful. So that's you, Pauline.
Makes me feel like 103.
And for the other two, which don't worry about it, it's only going to Apple and it's only going to Spotify. So the other two, one being Norma.
One's Norma.
Yeah.
And the other is Sandy.
And still, all three of you still.
All three are still there. But I mean, if I haven't yet done it, but between us, we've got several volunteers who've done over 20 years. It's really well established. And that means that over the years, we're volunteers, all volunteers, but we have developed sort of considerable expertise. And I like to think that we're volunteers, but we're professional.
Yes.
So it's a professional organisation. But we've encountered most things, I think, over the years. We have a confidence and a capacity to deal with most things.
And it seems interesting with the contact centre that 35 years old, we're going to be doing lots of, I'm sure, good stuff next year. We've got Reverend David Mullins coming to lead out All Age. And we're going to celebrate it as Muswell Hill because, as you shared with us, Pauline, it's such an important ministry to what is happening. And it's something that Muswell Hill Methodist Church, we're proud to have.
Yes. And it's very much part of the outreach work. I mean, not all our volunteers are members of this church, but we all have a sympathy and empathy with the aims of the church. And it's important that it is celebrated. It's a special occasion.
So is Muswell Hill Contact Centre, is it one of the oldest in the UK?
I think it is. I think we're on the register of contact centres. I think we're number 64.
Oh, wow.
And
we're
now at 600. So we were certainly one of the early ones.
Yeah, right up there.
That's right.
And is there still contact centres happening around the country, new ones opening?
I wouldn't say there are many supported contact centres, new ones opening. People are finding it quite hard to manage supported contact centres, and I don't know quite why. I think the pandemic made a difference in terms of perhaps the demands that were placed upon them. Some volunteers found they were no longer able to do. The role of coordinator has become more and more demanding, different from what it was when we began. So I think what has happened is that supported contact centres are in fact disappearing. But what is happening is that there are a significant number of supervised centres opening where they write reports to the courts and they do that one-to-one supervision. But they're being run as businesses and they are incredibly expensive. People are charging sometimes £50 an hour.
Yeah.
And if you think of coming to see your child for 2 hours on a Saturday morning, it's just, particularly if you're playing maintenance, well, it's just not doable. So supervised contact centres are necessary, but they are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Because they're being run as businesses.
It's a difficult one because I volunteer myself. And
I'm very grateful that you
And I love doing it in one way because I see it as it's something to give back. They always say that as a minister, we should volunteer somewhere. I happen to be volunteering where I'm also the minister. But it's in one sense, it's a joy, but it's also sad, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And that sort of dichotomy is very real. There are some Saturdays and you could weep with what you feel is going on. And families are really sad and it's hard and all sorts of troubles are going on. And then there are others and you see the children running and daddy, daddy, and it's so exciting. And you just think, it is worthwhile, but it's never flat.
Yeah.
It's a bit roller coaster-ish.
Yeah. And I think it's a bit like when churches have food banks where you hear people at churches, oh, isn't it good that we've got a food bank? And on one hand, yes, it's good that we're offering something, but on the other hand, with the system and the injustice, it should make us annoyed that we're having to do one. And I guess that's the same for contact centre, isn't it? Where we're happy we get families coming, but on the other hand, we want to
we really want to do without us.
Yeah, put ourselves out of business.
But I guess human nature being what it is, there's always going to be those families where there are breakups and some manage do incredibly well and they maintain a positive relationship with their ex-partner, but some people have been deeply, deeply hurt. Some people are very angry, some people are very frustrated, some people are frightened, and we provide the opportunity because it's not the children's fault. It's the children are the bystanders in this. And they can't pick up the pieces, but they suffer the damage. And what we want to do is to be able to make sure that they maintain contact, if it is safe to do so, with their non-resident parent. And it isn't always safe to do so.
Yeah.
But then we have to make judgments about that. But where they can, I just think that having two parents in your life is so much better than just having one.
Absolutely. It feels a bit sometimes like the prodigal son in a way, where one and... And if we, as a contact centre here at Muswell Hill and other contact centres around the country, can get people and get the families together for the child to see what both of their parents, basically, were there for the child more than anything.
And I often say to parents when they sort of say, oh, you don't know what he did or you don't know what she's like, and I just say, I'm not interested in all of those things. What I'm interested in is that you two, you and you, are going to be the parents of this child for the rest of its life.
Yeah.
And you need to be steering a ship for them and making sure that you're on the same side as far as the child is. So the child mustn't be used as the weapon. And sometimes it is. A father will say, well, I'm not paying maintenance if I can't see my child. Well, it's not good to see my child and pay his maintenance. And you think, oh, come on, just let's...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're together on this, and I do try very hard to say the children are the most important people in this. And the dads who say, but I haven't seen him, and I just say the child is the most important, and we go at his pace, and we make sure that the child is happy.
Yeah.
And to say to the parents, work together. You don't have to be best friends, but you have to work together on some things to make sure that your child knows that she is loved and cared for, and that you're both trying to find the best outcomes for them.
Yeah, and always put the child... It's wonderful, as you say, that when you see... When the child sees their parent and they hug them, and it's just a really, really good feeling, isn't it?
It is, and you think, this is worthwhile.
Yeah, this is why I get up on a Saturday cold, rainy, maybe rainy day. But I wondered, Pauline, and if everyone's listening to this, are you looking for volunteers, if anybody wanted to volunteer?
We could always do some more volunteers. Great, we've actually had 3 new volunteers since September, you being one of them, so that's great. But we don't want masses of volunteers, because it's important there's a sort of degree of continuity.
Yes.
So that if they see a new face every other week, it's a bit difficult.
Yeah.
But if we had sort of 3 or 4 more volunteers, it would... It would be great.
That's really good. And if anybody who's interested in volunteering or wants to know more about our contact centre, what do the listeners need to do?
Well, they need to look on the church website and see the connection, the link to the contact centre website, and there are contact details there. I'm always happy to meet people on a Saturday morning so that they can come and see just how it works, because if you haven't been to a contact centre, it might be difficult to imagine.
Yeah.
But to show people around, to talk to them, to see whether they think it might work for them. The good thing about volunteering here is that it's not a commitment that you have to make week by week by week.
Mm.
Most of our volunteers do it about once a month, once every 5 weeks. So, and that can be juggled to suit whatever else you've got on.
Yeah.
So there's a commitment that you're going to do it, but it's not a commitment on a very regular basis.
Yeah.
And there's a commitment to come into training once every sort of 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So you've heard it there, friends. Hopefully you get to know more about Child Contact Centre, and there's lots of other wonderful initiatives out there. Google it, and as Pauline said, go on our church website and you'll see the link there. But thank you, Pauline, for joining us.
Happy to talk.
And I hope others have really found that really interesting about the contact centre. So thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you.